Good afternoon. The wind and the cold remain the main story across interior New York and New England today as the storm that brought the rain and snow yesterday continues to depart off through the Canadian Maritimes. A gusty northwest flow, at times over 20 to 30 miles per hour, with an occasional gust of 40 in some spots, will persist through the afternoon. Leftover moisture combined with energy still pivoting through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere could squeeze out a few flurries or scattered snow showers, especially downwind of Lake Ontario, where the more persistent snow showers could begin to add up in the Tug Hill Plateau and parts of the Mohawk Valley. Otherwise, a light dusting here or there will be possible for the rest of the day as temperatures struggle to reach through the upper teens and into the lower 20s. Either way, even if we get that high, the wind will make it feel like it's closer to zero for the remainder of the day. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an Alberta Clipper, which will race through the Midwest and Great Lakes today. Clouds will come back and thicken tonight. And with this system shearing off to our south overnight, we do run the risk at a few light snow showers or flurries. The best chance of a little light dust of snow will be across parts of the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills before the sun comes up tomorrow. The breeze will be persistent, and overnight lows will largely be in the teens. Tomorrow we'll start off with some clouds, but as that clipper departs quickly off the coast, we'll go back to sunshine during the day. An increasing northwest breeze again will add to the chill, despite sunshine only in the low 20s for highs, with wind chill values again between 0 and 10 above. We'll lose some of that wind on Friday, which will make it feel more comfortable, but still quite chilly in the mid-20s and moderating back into the 30s with a few light snow showers over the weekend, primarily on Saturday morning. A couple more disturbances could bring some rain and snow showers our way by the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, warm and dry conditions across the West will persist through the remainder of the week with varying threats and wildfire conditions. While current winds have weakened compared to last week, very low relative humidity remains across Southern California, which will keep elevated fire weather conditions today. An upper-level disturbance dropping south tomorrow will allow for a re-strengthening of high pressure out west, along with gusty Santa Ana winds and continued low relative humidity values, which will again increase fire weather risks for tomorrow in Southern California. After the departure of a coastal low here in the northeast, much of the east coast will see high temperatures today around 10 degrees below average. Lake effect snow showers will continue downwind of the Great Lakes through Friday, but there will be enough shifting of the wind direction to prevent much in the way of heavy accumulation. And a quick moving clipper system will track through the central Great Lakes today, bringing accumulating snow to portions of lower Michigan into the Ohio Valley and Pennsylvania. Anywhere from 3 to 6 inches is expected for these locations through tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Midwest into western Pennsylvania, while winter storm warnings are out for a large part of central Michigan, including Detroit. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, mid-30s. Boston, partly sunny and windy, in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine, windy, with highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 22. The record high, 58, set in 1984. And the record low, 6 below 0 in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls today, highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight, lows near 10 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine, still blustery and very cold, lower 20s with wind chills closer to zero. Sunshine Friday morning giving way to increasing clouds, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday after some morning snow showers, 31. It looks dry on Sunday with partly sunny skies in the mid-30s. A few rain and snow showers Monday near 40. And breezy and colder with a few scattered snow showers and highs in the 30s again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.